Unit 10. Recording 5. Conversation 1.
So, here we are in Greenwich Village.
It looks very different from the rest of New York.
Yeah, the streets are quite narrow and the buildings aren't as high.
It does look quite village-like.
Yeah, but it's quite big. It extends out west that way to the Hudson River, north above Washington Square. We'll go up there in a bit.
And you lived here?
When I first came to New York, yeah. In an apartment just around the corner on West 3rd Street. Actually, you can see the building over there.
Near the Blue Note Jazz Club?
Yeah.
I've heard of the Blue Note.
It's pretty famous. There are some great jazz clubs around the neighborhood, and that's one of the best. We can see a show there one night if you want.
That would be great.
Now, up here on the left is the Cafe Reggio. It's where I used to hang out and read when I wasn't working.
Looks good.
Their cappuccino is great. The story goes that the original owner brought cappuccino to America. You can see the original cappuccino machine inside.
Cool. We could stop and have a coffee.
Maybe a bit later. Let's head over to Washington Square Park and then circle back.
Okay, lead the way.
A lot of these clubs we're walking by have a real history. As I'm sure you know, Greenwich Village has always been a center of artistic life, very bohemian. Mm. It's always attracted famous writers, dancers, and poets. And in the 60s, it was a big part of the folk music scene. Simon and Garfunkel, Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, you know.
Before my time. Now, what's this?
This is Washington Square Park. We'll walk into the park on this side. Can you play chess?
A bit, yeah.
Any of these guys here would be happy to challenge you to a game of chess. They're here all day, every day.
Maybe next time. I'm not that good. What's the arch over there? It looks like the Arc de Triomphe in Paris.
Well, it should. That's the Washington Square Arch. It was modeled on the Arc de Triomphe and built in 1889 to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the inauguration of George Washington as president.
Oh, could we sit down a second? I need a break.
Why don't we retrace our steps and go back to the Cafe Reggio?
Sounds good. I could really do with a coffee. Oh, and I have to see that coffee machine.
Conversation 2.
So, this is Radcliffe Square.
Wow, is this right in the centre then?
Uh-huh, pretty much. What's that? Hold on, let's just get off our bikes. Right, so that building in front of us is the Bodleian, named after the founder Thomas Bodley. Believe it or not, despite the fact that it's circular, it's actually a library.
Cool.
Yeah. It gets a copy of every book published in the UK.
Who can use it?
Any student at the university. Of course, each college also has its own library. You know, the university is divided into colleges, right?
Right. How many colleges are there?
Just under 40. Well, 38 to be exact.
So that means 38 libraries?
But they're not all as big as the Bodleian. Anyway, we'll need to get back on our bikes for the next bit. Can you hear me if I talk as we cycle along?
Yeah.
Okay, but don't go too fast. I'm not very steady on this thing.
So, here's the famous Bridge of Sighs, connecting two sides of Hertford College.
I've seen the original.
What, of the bridge? In Italy, you mean?
Yeah, it's in Venice. Beautiful.
Okay, we'll go past New College and then onto the High Street.
Is that New College there?
Yeah.
How new is new?
Roughly 1370.
You're kidding.
No, really. Interestingly, the oldest college was actually only founded 100 or so years earlier. Uh-oh, watch out on this corner. That's the schools. It's where the students take their exams. Apparently, the biggest room can seat somewhere in the region of 500 students, although I haven't seen it myself. Anyway, we're turning right here. The street's cobbled, so be careful.
How many students are there at the university in total?
To be honest, it depends. In term time, you'd probably get upwards of 20,000.
Many international students?
Some, but most are from the UK. We'll finish by cycling down this way to Christ Church. We can actually go inside if we're quick. It's well worth a visit.
Christchurch is another college?
Yeah, the biggest and probably the most famous. Have you seen any of the Harry Potter films?
No.
I have.
Ah, well, you'll recognise the Great Hall. It's where they have the feasts in Hogwarts School. You know the bit when Harry and his...